Owens, Illinois Glass Company, developers of Duraglass containers, in cooperation with the United States government, presents a new radio program dedicated to the health and happiness of wartime America. Each weekday at this time, you will hear your home front reporter, Fletcher Wiley, with David Brookman's music, our singing tenor star, Frank Parker, and the lovely soprano voice of Eleanor Stever of the Metropolitan Opera. This is your program, Mrs. America, presented by Owens, Illinois. Two of the nation's favorite voices to bring you the best in musical entertainment, and your favorite radio visitor to keep you in touch with the home front in wartime, your home front reporter, Fletcher Wiley.
Thank you, Hugh Conover. And the best of the day to all of you out there. Well, let's see, the sponsors set up the time. I'm here to do my daily stint, seeing if we can't help in some way to figure out your exact place in this war. As the home front reporter, I want to do what I can, all that I can, to find various ways that you can back up your government and the boys out in the fighting fronts. Sometimes we'll talk about Washington and what's going on down there that interests you. Sometimes it'll be the Red Cross, the Parent Teachers Association, or the other local organizations that tie in one way or another with this war effort. You might talk about little things that might help around the house. That reminds me, somebody dug up a suggestion of the windows stick when you're doing the repainting. Instead of exercising your arms and your vocabulary, just pull up the cords that hold the weights and let them go plunk. And jars that stuck paint loose and save a little trouble. But there's more to this show than just talking. We have some music also. You got a little touch of it when we came on the air. I mean, Frank Parker and Eleanor Stever, Dave Brookman's orchestra. Frank opens our singing department today with a song I'm sure you all know and like, One Alone. Dave Brookman, if you please.
As a desert breeze, I may wander where I please, yet I keep on longing just to rest a while, where a sweetheart's tender eyes takes the place of sand and skies, all the world for a garden in one woman. My worshipping soul possesses. At her call, I give my all my life and all my love and glory. This would be a magic world to me if she were mine. let her come, I give my all my life and all my love and you bring. This would be a magic world to me if she were mine.
Thanks, Frank. You know, I want to take just a little bit of time here to make some suggestions to you that can be of great value. One of the difficult things for most of us to do is to appreciate how it can be possible that the little that we figure our contribution in any mass movement is, how that little can help. Well, you take almost anything and multiply it by 120 million and it adds up. That's the way most of the great fortunes have been made, is in little bits, oft repeated. The Office of Defense Transportation, which has got a staggering job on its shoulders, trying to make people use their cars less, and be happy about it, which is quite a chore. They're very anxious that you and your automobile do what you can to make this war effort more effective. Now, there are a lot of things you can do. One thing that you can start in doing is taking care of that family jalopy. Every time you buy a car, they always have told you, grease the thing every 1,000 miles and change the oil in it. And about 80% of you can plead guilty right now to never having done this. You don't need to get amazed that your repair bill is a lot bigger than the fellow who does do this. I mean, that stunt really works. I can say that from definite personal experience and having tried it out. And it'll work with your car just as well as it will with anyone else. Keep the thing up and it'll run a lot longer and you'll get a lot more mileage out of it. Now, they want you to lug as many small bundles as you can. They want you to whack up on the riding so that you're sharing the use of your car. They want you to, when you go doing your shopping, to sandwich it in between 10 and 2 to avoid the rush hours on the transportation facilities that are needed for defense workers and people who have to travel. And I want you to shop at night, because those late store hours are for people that have to work. Can't shop at any other time. It isn't a matter of convenience to you. There are going to be a lot of things we're going to have to do that are matters of inconvenience. But if we understand that therefore the public weal and the general good, and if we realize that these things will actually help win the war, there are very few of us that will squawk about doing it. And if you'll do your bit, and never mind about Mrs. Krautsmeyer down the street that you know doesn't do her bit, forget that, skip it. Get yourself in the clear, know that you're doing your part, and know that if all of the other people who hear this little bit of outburst on my part do the same thing, we will have made a magnificent contribution to the war effort. Now, the least you can do is get in there and pitch a little bit. Avoid any unnecessary use of your car. Make it last. Stop letting the kids use it for a joyriding vehicle. Grandma and Grandpa got along pretty well on Shank's mares. And you can make your feet save your rubber, too. There's not any question about that. Sure, it's an inconvenience. So what? So is a foxhole full of fleas. And after all, you don't have to put up with that, and there are people that are suffering that inconvenience, and this is one way that you can help. Now it's time for Eleanor Stieber. Eleanor is, as you know, from one of the Metropolitan Opera folks. But on this show, there's no costume, and she's just what she really is, swell girl. Very easy on the eyes, too. That's a fact, Eleanor. She just opens her mouth and this nice voice comes out. Dave Brookman, get the orchestra going. She's going to sing In the Gloaming. Helen? Thank you, Eleanor. You know, I like those songs that go back when. Something that we all know and you kind of get in the groove with. Speaking of entertainment, that's one of the major problems of the country today, is the problem of entertainment. We're taking whatever steps are practicable, possible, to recognize the need for entertainment on the part of the fellows who are in the service and in the camps, and a great deal of good's being done in that direction. But you know, it's equally important that the people who have to stay home be entertained, too. Radio is part of that. It can't be 100% of it. And I wonder how many people are taking a kind of a biased attitude on the question of women who have husbands and sweethearts who are in the service and yet who have to have some form of entertainment. They're not going to stay home and click the knitting needles 24 hours out of every day. And it wouldn't be wise. More and more now, we're having a blind date problem, for example. It's funny how mothers, sometimes grandmothers too, who can recall the days when Grandpa used to come over with a newly washed buggy and take them out, get completely horrified when the idea of daughter or granddaughter doing likewise comes up. You'd think that they were entirely different folks. You know, from the conversations that I've had with broad-minded grandmas and grandpas, I don't think that's so. I don't think there's a very great deal of difference. As a matter of fact, Grandma, on the average, got married a whole lot quicker than the modern generation does. And she had pretty good sense the time she got along, 15, 16 years old. And very frequently had her first baby. Now, it's awful hard for the average parent to realize that their children are growing up. But they are. You should know by this time whether or not the possibility of your daughter or your son going out on a date is a major hazard or not. After all, the responsibility for the training of that child is yours. That child should have the habits and the teachings that you put out and is pretty apt to. And if there is a hazard, that's yours too, huh? You know, if you watch people's associates, you needn't be so afraid of the individuals if you are certain that they're associating with the right kind of a group on the whole. These kids are just as sound and just as solid and I think a little bit more sensible than our generation or the one that preceded it. And I don't think there's anything to get alarmed about at all. There are a lot of fine youngsters scattered around over the country who are far away from home, and they're making dates, and they're going places. And it may be that some member of your family will be going along. A little investigation is a very wise thing. An investigation of the general nature of the amusement and the entertainment is smart, but don't put your foot down too hard. Don't toss that moldy argument about nice girls don't do such things as go out on blind dates, because nice girls do. They have before, and I'll bet you a frosted cookie, and I'll only lose about 15% of my bets that you could reach back in the archives of your memory and haul out a blind date or two. Of course, maybe this isn't quite the fair thing to do if daughter happens to be listening at the moment, but I'll even chuck that one at Grandma. And if she's unwilling to break down and confess, the chances are Grandpa can chime in and remind her about the time she forgot. It isn't anything to get excited about. It certainly isn't anything to create a great scene about. If you have a sound reason for not wanting a youngster of yours to go on a blind date with a crowd, put your foot down and say so, but don't hide behind any imaginary objection. Your youngster should be permitted to go out. We need a little entertainment and relaxation. If you simply clamp the lid down too tight, you very frequently result only in having yourself deceived. And you don't want that. Youngsters are pretty prone to live up to the standards that their parents establish for them. It's always amazed me to hear parents low-rating their own children. You know, many a time you plant a suggestion there that you wouldn't for the world deliberately plant, but sometimes that happens. So remember that these are extra strenuous times, times when entertainment is needed by young and old alike. Get your share of it. It makes you better fit for the hardships and the privations and the little things that we have to get along without. And don't establish yourself as the czar or the czarina in your own domestic circle. Just be a pal. It'll pay off. It'll pay off dividends in character and happiness. Well, so much for that. My handsome friend over there, Mr. Brookman, he is handsome, too. He's a very fine sort of fellow. He's a Hollander by birth. But he's chuck up to the neck with love of good American music. And he goes for the kind of stuff we're producing on this show. Today he's fixed up a little treatment of the Missouri Waltz. I saw a Dura Glass ad in the Saturday Evening Post today that made me ask some questions. It was in conjunction with the vacuum-packed coffee. You know, that's essential to get good coffee, the very keep it good. And the cap that seals the coffee jar used to be made out of material you can't get anymore. Dura Glass developed what they call the 63 coffee seal. After you get through using your coffee out of your glass jar, you can get these seals at your grocer's and go right on using your coffee jars for home canning. Try that out. That's about all for today. I'll be back tomorrow at the same time. And if you'd like to meet a very pleasant radio family, why not tune in Easy Aces this evening? Jane Ace really does things with the English language that I haven't even tried myself. Don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow. See you then. This is Fletcher Wiley saying thank you and good afternoon.
Tomorrow at this same time, Owens, Illinois, developers of Duraglass containers in cooperation with the United States government, send you another of these programs dedicated to the health and happiness of wartime America. With songs by Eleanor Stever and Frank Parker, music by David Brookman, and Mrs. America's favorite visitor, Fletcher Wiley, your home front reporter. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.